This week's Teaching Self-Government Support Gem comes from a question that was asked on the Teaching Self-Government Support Group Facebook page. So I want to thank Marissa for asking this question. I thought it would be best, instead of responding to it on the Facebook page this time, to answer it with a recording so that, because it's going to be a little bit long for me to type it out. So let me just read her question in case some of you haven't had the opportunity to hear it yet or to see it on the support group. And remember, you can always ask questions on the support group. Sometimes there might be somebody else on the support group that chimes in or wants to answer it. Sometimes some of the people from the Teaching Self-Government team will answer the question, and sometimes I'll be on there to answer it myself. So if there are a lot of questions on there, usually somebody alerts me to that so that I'll make sure that I go and take a look. So the question says that she has two kids that they've earned 24 hours of no privileges and have earned several extra chores and a major maintenance or two for the rule of three during the 24 hours that will need to be done after the 24 hours. The reason for the extra consequences is because the child is taking an exorbitant amount of time to follow through on the instruction and receive a correction. And when that was not sufficient, two chores earned for not following the instruction, the rule of three with the instruction to do the chore. Question: toward the end, my son was given the major maintenance to clean the baseboards, and her daughter was given a major maintenance to clean walls. Well, when she returned, she found out that not only had both of the children done their major maintenances, but they'd gone the extra mile and decided to deep clean the kitchen. They were cooperating, working hard. They were happy. Both no longer had the 24 hours, but they did have consequences that still needed to be worked off. I did not give any instructions to do the deep cleaning, she says, but the amount of work that they were putting in was far more than the amount of chores I would have required after they were done. My son asked for credit for his chores. I feel like on the one hand, I should give him credit because I didn't give him the instruction, but on the other hand, I could see the hearts were changed. The attitude was excellent, cooperation was high, and boy did they work hard, she says. How would you handle this particular situation? So this is a really good question. I want to back up just a little bit before I answer the part at the end of the question and just discuss a little bit about the 24 hours. First off, you're doing a great job in, it sounds like, making sure that their heart is in the right place. That's important. The heart needs to be calm. So that calm face, voice, and body specifically refers to the heart being ready to be taught, being connected, being comfortable and calm. And so it sounds like you're definitely watching for that. You're keeping your tolerances low. That's a really good thing. Let's talk about when they earn 24 hours of privileges, 24 hours loss of privileges, rather. So let's say that a person, you give them an instruction, they don't do it, so then you do a correction and they earn an extra chore. And then they don't accept that correction, so they don't accept their consequence and they earn a second extra chore. At this point, you're pretty sure that they're out of instructional control, so then you begin the rule of three. So then you say go through the entire rule of three, so they choose to earn a major maintenance, the sodas, and loss of privileges for 24 hours. Then, after a short time, they're ready to follow instructions again. Their heart is in the right place, you can tell. Because follow instruction, as you mentioned and alluded to in some of the comments here on this post, you know is that it's not just doing the task. They have to have their heart in the right place. So once they're at that spot, then the 24 hours may begin. Now, when that 24 hours begins, then they get to do chore number one, chore number two, major maintenance, sodas. All of those things get to be done in the 24-hour period. Now, if during that time, in the 24-hour period, they are not following instructions, then you would do a regular correction. When you do that regular correction, they could earn an extra chore. So if they are not doing things in a timely manner, then they could earn an extra chore. The extra chore would actually get done right then. Even though they're still in their loss of privileges for 24 hours, there are still plenty of things that they can lose. They're losing snack, they're losing friend time, free time, computer time, phone time, music time, play the piano time, whatever things that they love. They don't get to go to soccer or youth activities. I don't remember the ages of your children, but anyway, there's all kinds of things, you know, that they wouldn't be doing during this time. So if they have to do that chore that they just earned during that time too, that's okay. But if they go completely out of instructional control, meaning they go all the way through the entire rule of three again to the place where they would earn loss of privileges for 24 hours, then that's when the 24 hours would begin again. So what it's supposed to look like is that at the end of the 24 hours, I mean, unless I've ever told you something differently or you feel like it should be some different way, and you know, you have all of the, you know, authority to make all of these calls for your family. But what I usually do is once that 24 hours is done, it's done. I mean, unless 5 minutes later they don't follow an instruction and then I do a correction and then they might earn an extra chore. But usually you want that to be the end and not have it linger on and on and on, because it doesn't feel like you accomplished much when you ended your 24 and then you get to start right again doing extra, you know, major maintenances and stuff again. I think that that could be, I think that could make it feel like you didn't want to actually accomplish the whole 24. It would be like, well, this is never ending. I don't really care. I mean, I think it could seem that way if they didn't see that there was always a clear ending. So let's talk about the second part of this question, which I find very interesting. And I can't remember the last time I've addressed this. So this is good that we're addressing this here. So you said that they both had earned a major maintenance. And apparently these major maintenances were things that they had earned after they were done with their 24 hours of no privileges. So it was just major maintenances, but they also had some other things that they were supposed to be doing, some other chores that they were going to have to accomplish too. Because it sounds like you were tacking them onto the end of the 24 hours, which, like I said, if you feel like that's the right way for your kids, then go ahead. But for mine, I usually just let them do those things right in the 24 hours. Even though, and maybe that's me being merciful a little bit, but I feel like that, you know, no one's going to be perfect in 24 hours, especially when they're a child and they're going to have to be corrected. And I don't want to just keep this long list just going all the time. I want them to feel like they actually are able to do it, accomplish it, and have success moments. So then you said that they had their major maintenances. They actually did them and then they went above and beyond and cleaned the kitchen and were working together. And it sounds like had just great changes of heart and it was a good experience, which honestly is a testimony to work. Work should do that for people. And it often does. It pulls them out of their own selfishness and gets them feeling like they did a project and getting a job well done, and they're able to see themselves mastering something. And it's just this beautiful moment of accomplishment. And that's so great, because that right there teaches cause and effect, doesn't it? I work hard and look what I can accomplish. I discipline myself. Look what I can accomplish. All those things can compare back to them disciplining themselves and governing themselves with their other behaviors that they may struggle with a little bit more. So, if I came into the room and my children were deep cleaning the kitchen and all the walls and everything, and they were just going gangbusters, I would get elated. I would praise them. I would explain everything they were doing. I would tell them how mature they were, how good they were at doing a project like this. I mean, I would give them some really awesome praise and show them that what they did was such a fantastic job. And then I would say, so now remember, you have those other chores that you need to do that you have earned. And this is such a great job that you did this fabulous job. But now I'm going to give you an instruction that you need to go and do this other chore that you earned. Now remember, you can always disagree appropriately. I would probably open that door. If I felt like, wow, they did more than I even would have given them, I would open the door for them to disagree appropriately. If they disagreed appropriately, I would probably consent to it. But if they don't disagree appropriately, and like if they just kind of go, okay, and they go do it, then that's okay. Then they go and do it. You don't want them to think that they have manipulated the system in any way. Even though they went above and beyond, if it wasn't something that you actually gave them an instruction to do, it actually could be a form of manipulation. And so you don't ever want to let them think that they got away with manipulating something. So if you said to them, okay, now you need to go and do this other chore that you needed to do, and they said, hey, wait, can't we have credit? We just did all of this. Then I would say, it sounds to me like you want to disagree appropriately about this. Go ahead. And then if they disagreed appropriately about it, and I felt like you did, that they had cooperated, their hearts had changed, they'd done so many things, then I would probably say, I agree. I think you've done so much, you know, to do this. In the future, let's arrange ahead of time if you, like before you start these other things, you could even ask me if you could switch out jobs, this for something else, you know, for some other thing that you've earned, you know, if you want to. But just remember that you know how to do now this whole kitchen. Look at this. It is better than I did or that I could even do. And I would praise them for that again and again and again to show them what a tremendous skill it was that they were able to accomplish this. So hopefully that sums up what I would do. I think there's maybe a few little points that could help you tighten things up a little bit. It sounds like you're being very consistent, and I have to commend you on that. That's the hardest thing, especially when everyone's learning to conquer themselves. They're learning to control the habit of going out of control. That means mom's got to be really consistent and talking to them about things every time. It also sounds to me like you have a lot of common sense. You want to be merciful, and that's good. There's room for that. You know, mercy is one of those important tone elements that are in a home, and you should definitely provide mercy, meaning allowing them to get credit for the jobs they were supposed to do by doing the new ones that they did. But they need to go about it the right way, not in a deceitful way and just hoping for credit and hoping you'll forget about it, but by disagreeing appropriately with you. And that way they are still governing themselves and sticking within the structure, and then they don't feel like they need to get in the habit of being dishonest. One last thought I had about them taking an exorbitant amount of time to get their chores done. Make sure that if a child has an issue like this, that on certain things you set a timer or you give them a time limit that they need to check back by, and that's how you know when that instruction has been followed, if they're able to do it in that time limit. And if they can't do it in that time limit, then they should still keep track of the time and come and disagree appropriately with you at the appropriate time. And if they do that, then that's just the same as following the time limit. And of course, you're going to work with them on that. So I think that you could explain that to them. That would give them a little bit of an open window so that they don't have anxiety. Maybe if they don't feel like they can do things fast, when they feel like some of the time limits might be too quick or something, they could always come disagreeing appropriately with you at the time when they should be checking back, and then you could extend the time for them or something like that. So it sounds like you're doing some great things. Until next time.